How could I, otherwise a very down-to-earth woman, know that he was the man of my life, long before I had even talked to him? Neither the tenet, one should stick to one's own kind, nor opposites attract, applied to him. Still we felt just grand together. To find the answer to that question, one has to be aware of two things. Firstly, one has to be aware that, in addition to our ordinary senses, we human beings have a sixth sense, a kind of inner certitude, also known as intuition. When we are in touch with this sense, we are able to perceive what is good and right for us. We can have moments of certainty when we will suddenly know what is best for us. The second thing one has to be aware of is that all people emit energy. So did the man at the library, and when I met him, I was able to pick up his energy for an instant. Through this experience, I succeeded in finding a new important tenet. If the energies of two persons are a match, those persons are well matched. So I'd felt strongly attracted to the man because our energies went so well together. His initial failure to feel the same strong attraction was due to the fact that he was not yet open to sensing the energy of another person at that time. With him, it also took a talk before he sensed that we were well matched. Every person emits energy which may attract or repel you, according to whether the energies match. You will be attracted and repelled at the same time by some persons because you are only suited to part of those persons' energy. The same applies to the music you hear, the home you live in, and the food you eat. I shall discuss all this and much more in the course of this book. If you learn to open yourself to these energies, you'll be able to have a better life, because then you'll choose what you are in harmony with, and you will avoid many mistakes. The man I told you about eventually became my husband, and together we have learned to sense the energies around us. We have learned to sense them, and thus to choose what is good and right for us. We all possess the ability to know what we need, and long before we are able to reason it out at that. We only have to learn to listen to our feelings and sensations. This is what some call listening to one's inner voice, intuition, or true voice. Then we have a better chance of living in harmony with ourselves and our surroundings, as we will get to know ourselves and others better. I hope this book will give you a better idea of what it means.